Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. We are up to Parak Yud, Mishnah Beis. Shlosh Melachim v'arba Idyotos Ein Lehem Chelek L'Olam Haba. There are three kings and four non-kings who do not have a chelek in Olam Haba. Shlosh Melachim Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. The three kings are Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Yeravam was the one that, when they split the Malchus after Shlomo HaMelech died, so Rechavam was the continuation of the Malchus based David, and Yeravam was one that split the Malchus and he made his own Egel Azar. And it wouldn't allow people to go to Yerushalayim. Achav was also a king from the Aseres HaShvatim, and he was a big Ovid Avodah Zarah, and he led people to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. And Menashe was a son of a very, very big tzaddik of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, but he was very evil and also led people to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he does not have a chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Menashe Yesh L'chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda says Menashe does have a chelik in Olam Haba. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Ve'ispal Laveyater Loveishmat Chinasov Ve'yishvei Yerushalayim L'Malchuso, that he davened Hakadosh Baruch Hu and he was returned to Yerushalayim to his Malchus. So he did tshuva. Amar lo L'Malchuso Shiva V'lo L'chelik Haba Shiva. Yeah, he maybe was brought back to his Malchus, but it doesn't say he was brought back to Olam Haba. Arba Hediotos, four non-kings don't have a chelik. Bilam, who we know from Chumash, v'doeg v'achitofel v'geichazi, and Doeg, who is a big Baal Lashon Hara, when he was the one that told David, when David was running away from Shaul, Achitofel was a very big Talmud Chacham. He knew all about very detailed halachos in areas of halacha that not a lot of people were not so well versed in. But when Avshalom decided to lead his rebellion against David, Achitofel joined the wrong side. He joined with Avshalom. He too is going to be punished because he also wanted to kill David. And Gehazi was the one who took care of Elisha, but he caused a lot of people to do Avshalom. Because he attached
magnets next to the to Yeravam's Egel Hazahav, Igle Hazahav that he had made, and it made it look like they were miraculous and they were able to fly and things like that. So he has no chelik Olam Haba either. Now the Mishnah goes on to say Dor Hamabul in the chelik Olam Haba. The Dor Hamabul gets no chelik Olam Haba. Ve'inom d'medin. And they don't get to have a judgment in Shemayim. Shenemar lo yadon ruchi ba adam leolam lo din v'lo ruach. So it means that they have no din and no ruach, meaning they're not even going to be brought to a judgment up in Shemayim, and they're not going to be able to survive in Olam Haba. They're not going to have a life in Olam Haba. Dor ha'paloga in them chelik Olam Haba. The dor ha'paloga, which is also in Parshas Noach, does not have a chelik in Olam Haba. Shenemar v'yavetz Hashem osam misham al pnei kol. The people of Sodom do not have a chelik in Olam Haba. Shenemar v'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chata'im la'Hashem ma'od. They were evil and sinners to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ra'im b'Olam Hazeh. V'chata'im li'Olam Haba avalom din badin. But they do get to have judgment. So they were punished there, but their averos do require din in Olam Haba. So unlike the Dor HaMabul, who doesn't have any more punishment other than the Mabul itself, they get extra punishment waiting for them in Olam Haba. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Elu ve'Elu in Olam Din Bedin. Neither the Dor HaMabul nor Anshei Sodom get any punishment in Olam Haba. Shneimar Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rishon B'Mishpat V'Chatoim Ba'Das Tzadikim. Al Kein Lo Yakumu Rishon B'Mishpat Zed Dor HaMabul. That pasuk in Tehillim is a reference to the Dor HaMabul. V'Chatoim Ba'Das Tzadikim. Elu Anshei Sodom. That's a reference to the people of Sodom. Omer Lo V'Chamisa Back to Rabbi Nechemya. Einam Umdim Ba'Das Tzadikim. It just says that the Anshei Sodom are not together in the Eda of the Tzadikim, Avalom din Badas Rishayim, but they do get to stand together with the Rishayim, so the Rishayim are judged in Olam Haba, and they're going to be judged. Mikdash as well. Meraglim ain't them chelik olamaba. The Meraglim do not have a chelik olamaba. Shnemar v'yimusu anoshim motziya dibasaris ra b'magefa lifnei Hashem. V'yimusu means balamazah. B'magefa means balamaba. Dor hamidbar ain't them chelik olamaba. The dor hamidbar does not have a chelik in olam haba. This is the dor of the Meraglim. Ve'inom din badin, and they don't have any din up in Shemayim. Shnemar b'midbar zayitamu v'sham yamusu. Div Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, because the pasuk says they will die there. Rabbi Lazar Omer, meaning they'll die there, meaning permanently die, including Olam Haba. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Aleim Hu Omer, Isfuli Chaside Korse Brisi Ale Zevach. That gather the Korse Brisi, who made a bris with me, with a Zevach, with a Korban. So it's talking about the Dor HaMidbar, that they made a special bris at Har Sinai, and they brought Korbanos. So when it says Isfuli, it shows that they're considered tzaddikim in Olam Haba, and over there they're gonna, you know, they do have Olam Haba, they're gonna be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Korach inasi delalos, the Eda of Korach, Korach's followers do not go up from the ground that swallowed them up. Shemar v'tchas aleim ba'aretz b'olam hazeh, and it says vayovdu mitoch hakohol, and that's a reference l'olam haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Aleim Omer, Hashem Emes Amachayim Morat Shol V'Ya'al. No, the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says that Hashem kills, but He also brings back to life. He lowers people down, but eventually He lifts them back up. Another machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar. Aseres HaShvatim Ein Nasid HaLachzor. The Aseres HaShvatim are not going to go back to Eretz Yisrael from the Golos. Shenamar V'Yashlichim El Eretz Acheres B'Yom Hazeh. Ma Yom Hazeh Halich V'Eino Chozer. Just like the way that time works is that today leaves and never comes back. Avhim Holchem V'Einim Chozem. So today leave and never come back. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lazar Omer Ma Hayom Ma Afilu Meir. Just like today it becomes dark and then becomes light again. So to the Aseres HaShvatim, even though there was darkness for them one day, there's going to be light for them. So let's review all of them today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that there are three kings and four regular people that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. The kings are Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. And although there's a machlokas about Menashe, because he may have done tshuva, and when he did tshuva, maybe that brings him back to Olam Haba. And the four regular people are Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gechazi. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said several generations do not have a chilek in Olam Haba. The Dor HaMabul does not have a chilek in Olam Haba. The Dor HaPaloga does not have a chilek in Olam Haba. The Anshe Sedom do not have a chilek in Olam Haba. And there's discussions about each one, whether they're Omeid Bedin in Shemayim. And we said that the Meraglim do not have a chilek in Olam Haba. The Dor HaMidbar does not have a chilek in Olam Haba. The Adas Korach will never come up again. So that was actually one of the three machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva, whether the Dor HaMidbar will have a chilek in Olam Haba, whether the Adas Korach is ever going to come up again, and whether the Aseres HaShvatim are ever going to return. Those are three machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Mishnah Dalit.